Good morning. It's April 5th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking display of the cryptocurrency market's dynamism, meme coins have catapulted the sector's market cap beyond the $70 billion mark. This surge comes as heavyweight investment banks Morgan Stanley and UBS vie to bring Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, to their clientele in the United States, signaling a pivotal moment in cryptocurrency acceptance and investor confidence. UBS is set to introduce Bitcoin ETFs to its platform in a strategic move slated for between April 8th and 12th. This development is not just a race between financial giants, but a clear indication of the traditional finance world warming up to cryptocurrencies. The embrace of Bitcoin ETFs by these institutions is poised to unlock billions in new investments, marking a significant milestone in the crypto landscape. Beyond the allure of Bitcoin, investors are casting their nets wider, eyeing other digital assets with potential for substantial growth. Ethereum, for instance, has witnessed an impressive 82% surge in the first quarter of year 2024 alone. Meanwhile, altcoins like Shiba Inu and Dogecoin are making waves, showcasing resilience and attracting investor interest with their trading volumes and market capitalizations. Market analysts are bullish about Bitcoin's trajectory, drawing parallels with its historical correlation with the S&P 500 and its typically strong performance in Q2. With the Bitcoin halving event on the horizon in April 2024, expectations are high for Bitcoin to outshine its performance in the coming year, election outcomes notwithstanding. However, the volatile nature of the crypto market serves as a reminder of the high risks involved. Potential investors are urged to conduct comprehensive research before making any investment decisions in this high-stakes asset class. In a move that's closely watched by the cryptocurrency industry, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, is currently reviewing Ethereum ETF applications from heavyweight contenders Grayscale, Fidelity, and Bitwise. This review includes a 21-day public comment period, inviting insights and opinions from the public on this matter. This development comes at a time when Cboe Global Markets has made a groundbreaking request to the SEC, seeking rule changes that would allow mutual funds to add an ETF share class. This proposal, if approved, could dramatically increase the number of ETFs and their assets, offering significant benefits in terms of cost and portfolio management efficiencies for investors. It also promises to enhance liquidity in the market. Cboe's filing marks the first of its kind by an exchange, setting a regulatory deadline for the SEC to consider the request. This could pave the way for asset management firms to broaden their strategies, potentially creating thousands of new funds. This initiative gains further momentum following the expiration of Vanguard Group's patent on the share class concept in May 2023, with other asset managers now seeking SEC approval to adopt this model. However, despite the recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs, the path to approval for Ethereum ETFs seems fraught with uncertainty. SEC Chair Gary Gensler's comments have tempered expectations, noting that the approval of Bitcoin ETFs does not necessarily translate to a green light for Ethereum ETFs. Industry experts are skeptical about the likelihood of Ethereum spot ETF approvals by May, estimating the chances to be around 25%. This skepticism is underscored by internal disagreements within the SEC itself, notably from Commissioner Hester Pierce, who has openly criticized the agency's enforcement approach, suggesting it may deter participation in the cryptocurrency market. The outcome of this review, along with the SEC's ongoing probe into Ethereum's classification, is eagerly awaited by the industry. It is expected to have a profound impact on the future of Ethereum ETFs and the broader cryptocurrency market, marking a pivotal moment for regulatory engagement with digital assets. In a groundbreaking move that bridges fintech and tourism, PhonePe and the Singapore Tourism Board have teamed up to streamline the travel and spending experience for Indian tourists in Singapore. This innovative partnership stands as the first-ever collaboration between a national tourist board and a UPI payment platform, aiming to simplify financial transactions for visitors in a significant way. PhonePe, a leading fintech company, has inked a 2-year memorandum of understanding with the Singapore Tourism Board. This agreement paves the way for instant cross-border transactions from Indian bank accounts, leveraging the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, linkage. The essence of this partnership lies in making financial transactions hassle-free for Indian tourists visiting Singapore. Through this collaboration, travelers will be able to make secure payments at over 8,000 merchant locations across Singapore using the PhonePe app. This move not only enhances the payment experience, but also ensures that tourists can enjoy their travel without worrying about currency exchange or carrying cash. Furthermore, the partnership includes joint marketing efforts in India and Singapore. These campaigns are designed to promote the seamless UPI-enabled payment experience available in key tourism hubs. The initiative reflects the commitment of both the Singapore Tourism Board and PhonePe to enhancing the overall travel experience for visitors by offering them streamlined payment options and curated deals. This collaboration marks a significant milestone in the intersection of digital payments and international tourism. It sets a precedent for how fintech can facilitate easier and more secure transactions for tourists worldwide, making it a noteworthy development in the travel industry. In a strategic move that marks a significant milestone in the crypto industry, Coinbase, a leading US-based cryptocurrency exchange, has successfully obtained a registration license to operate in Canada. This achievement not only solidifies Coinbase's position in the market, but also makes it the largest registered cryptocurrency exchange in the nation. The timing is particularly noteworthy, as it comes at a moment when the company is navigating through increased regulatory scrutiny from the SEC in the United States. Such a victory in Canada is a clear signal of Coinbase's unwavering commitment to its international expansion goals, especially in the wake of Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, exiting the Canadian market. This development is part of a larger strategy that has seen Coinbase receive regulatory nods in various European countries, demonstrating its intent to be a global player in the crypto space. The market responded positively to this news, with Coinbase's stock, traded under the ticker name COIN, experiencing a 6.8% surge, reaching $260.25 at the time of publication. Further buoying investor confidence, analysts at Oppenheimer have adjusted their price target for Coinbase to $276, maintaining an outperform rating. They cite the continued adoption of digital assets and project a 95% increase in first quarter trading volume to $300 billion. Despite acknowledging potential near-term market volatility, Oppenheimer's outlook remains bullish on the long-term adoption of blockchain technology, positioning Coinbase as a key beneficiary of this trend. This strategic expansion and the positive market reaction underscore Coinbase's robust position in the evolving crypto landscape, setting a precedent for its global ambitions. In a bold move against digital fraud, Alphabet Incorporated, the powerhouse behind Google, has taken legal action against two developers from China for orchestrating a massive cryptocurrency scam through the Google Play Store. This case shines a spotlight on the dark side of app marketplaces, where deceit can thrive in the shadows of innovation. The developers in question managed to craft 87 fraudulent cryptocurrency and investment apps, cleverly designed to dupe over 100,000 users. These apps promised lucrative returns, but instead led victims down a path of financial ruin, with losses ranging from a mere $100 to staggering amounts in the tens of thousands of dollars per individual. The scammers didn't stop at app creation. They employed a variety of tactics to lure in their victims, including sending out targeted text messages and producing fake YouTube videos. Despite Google's efforts to curb this fraudulent activity by removing the offending apps from the Google Play Store, the developers persisted. They simply assumed fake identities and resumed their scamming activities, undeterred. Filed in the Southern District of New York, the lawsuit against these developers is not just about seeking justice for the victims. Google has accused the perpetrators of wire fraud and racketeering, aiming to secure both damages and a permanent injunction. This legal battle is a part of Google's broader initiative to safeguard its users and maintain the integrity of its platform against the ever-evolving threat of crypto scams. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.